Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We thank the Lord for 19 years now. We have been bringing these broadcasts to you, and we thank the Lord for this day. We thank the Lord for this radio station, for all the prayers and support over the many years, and for you, the listener, most of all, for you, the listener. And we appreciate you. If this is your first time today, we invite you to come back each and every Sunday. Make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. And if you have been with us for many years, we thank you for that. We ask you to continue to pray for this ministry, to support this ministry, not only the radio broadcast, but the Africa Mission and all the good things that we are doing here for the Lord and His kingdom. Well, today we're going to be talking about the resurrection. This is Resurrection Sunday, as you all know. And so we're going to be talking about the resurrection. Jesus gave us life, and He gave us life eternally. And He did that. He accomplished that on the cross and through the resurrection. And so today is the day we celebrate His resurrection, His victory over death. And so this is going to be a great message coming right out of God's Word. And so we invite you to stay tuned to the very end. If you have your Bible there, turn it to John chapter 11. We're going to talk about Lazarus and his resurrection, and then we'll get on to some other scripture regarding the resurrection. We'll take all this up. It's Jim Rau, your host. Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Pardon my voice today. I'm a little bit froggy today. I've been having lots and lots of rain. I got drenched in rain a few days ago, so just bear with me. We've got a great message today, but before we get into it, I want to talk just a little bit about what's going on here in Kenya. We're having rains. We're into the rainy season now. It started about a week ago. Had a breakthrough, and now it's raining just about every day. And so we've been planting. We have acres to plant, all done by hand, and acres to cultivate. Now we're spreading fertilizer or applying fertilizer. The children are coming home from school today. They have a short Easter break of just a few days. Then they'll be back in school in April, and the second term of this year. And so pray for the children, pray for provision. We have many that we're supporting in school, and that is a big task because in Kenya, everybody pays fees for school, everybody pays fees for uniforms, papers, books, all that stuff. Nothing is free. And so it's a big task for this ministry. We have about 30 to 30 some children that we're supporting in school. So stay tuned to the end of this broadcast and you can find out contact information, how you can help us. Well, today we're going to be talking about the resurrection. Great topic, great subject. The Bible is all about the resurrection, the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, His death on the cross, His blood that was shed for us. And that is all a part of the story. We don't have time to take it all up here today, but you all know Jesus went to the cross for you. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so God gave His only begotten Son. It was God's plan from the beginning, from before the beginning. It was God's plan that Jesus Christ would go to the cross to redeem mankind through His precious, perfect blood, that He would redeem mankind back to God, and He would provide the sacrifice for us, for our sins, for the sins that have separated us from God. And so He would provide that sacrifice on the cross. But the crowning victory, the victory that gives us life over death, the victory that gives us eternal life with Jesus Christ, with God and the Holy Spirit in heaven, that victory is accomplished through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which came 3 days after His death on the cross. And so we're going to talk about the resurrection today. This is the resurrection day. That's why Christians meet on Sunday, is because of the resurrection, because that is the day, the glorious day, when Jesus came out of the tomb and he was resurrected, and he proved to the world, even to this very day, even till today, he proved to the world that he has power over death, that the plan that the devil had to kill Jesus, the plan that he had to destroy Jesus, and God's plan for all mankind, that came to nothing because Jesus took the sting out of death. And so we'll be talking about that here in just a minute, about the sting of death. Well, in John chapter 11, Jesus has a good friend. His name is Lazarus, and Lazarus becomes sick. John 11, chapter 4. And when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man may be glorified through it." Well, Jesus goes to Lazarus' village, which is a short distance away, and there is something unusual about this story, is that Jesus waits several days, 4 days, before he goes to check on Lazarus, or before he goes to inquire about this sickness that he knows is not unto death. And so Jesus is going to Lazarus' village, and in verse 14, Jesus said to the disciples, he said, "Lazarus is dead, but I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." And so Jesus has said, "I'm glad that we didn't rush over there. I'm glad I wasn't there when he died, because God has a greater plan through this death, through this sickness, through this man Lazarus. God has a better plan, and that is that you will believe, that you will see the glory of God through this death." And so, beloved, that is what God has planned for you. You are going to die someday. We're all going to die someday. We're all going to have, not necessarily sickness, we might just die of old age. We might just close our eyes and go to sleep. And there will be glory from your death. If you are a born-again believer, your life and your death can bring glory to God. Well, as Jesus is approaching Bethany, it says in verse 18, "Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary," they were Lazarus' sisters, "to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out to meet him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'" So she's saying the same thing that the disciples were saying. She thought Jesus would prevent Lazarus' death had he only been there. And of course he wasn't there. And so Jesus goes on to explain to her also the same thing that he said to the disciples. And she says, "But even now I know, Lord, that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And so that's the first reference Jesus makes to the resurrection of Lazarus. Your brother will rise again. And you could only make that statement, anybody could only make that statement, if they had the power of God in them, because it's not within our power to raise people from the dead. And so Martha said to him, "I know that my brother will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And so this is the key to the resurrection. This is the key to believing in Christ Jesus. Yes, our natural body is going to die. We're all going to be finished on this earth someday. I'm reminded of Toby Keith, who recently passed away. Toby Keith, the famous country singer. One of the songs he sang toward the end of his career was "Don't Let the Old Man In." And one of the lines of that song he said was, "I knew it would all end someday." And so he was aware of his death. He was a believer. Praise God for that. And he knew that all of this fame, all of this fortune, it was not going to save him from death. All this money that he had accumulated through his great musical career, it would not save him from death. And so we all have to face death. We all have to come to that point in our life when we acknowledge that our life is over. And so Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, even though you may die, you shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And Jesus was talking about life eternal right there. Whoever believes in me shall never die. You shall live eternally. And so, beloved, that is a teaching for you today. Through the resurrection, we know that we also have life over death. Through the resurrection, we know we're not just going to lay in the grave that our bodies, yes, they will decay eventually. They will decay and come to nothing. From dust you came from, and dust you will go back. But you will live eternally. Your spirit and your soul will live eternally. And eventually your spiritual body will join your spirit and your soul in heaven if you are a born-again believer. And so that's something to rejoice about today. That is why we celebrate the resurrection, not only the death on the cross, the blood that Jesus shed for us to cover our sins. We can live with our sins washed away. We can live with our sins paid for. The ransom has been paid for your life. And the resurrection shows you that you will live for eternity with Jesus Christ and the angels and the saints of old and your family who knew Jesus. You will live with them for all eternity in heaven because of your confession. Well, Martha makes a confession of faith here in verse 27. She says to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." And so there's the confession of faith. Martha made it, and you have to make that if you want to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus in chapter 3 of this same book of John, he said, you must be born again. You must be born spiritually. You're already born physically, but you're going to be born again spiritually if you confess me. That is the spiritual word, rebirth. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You're a new baby in the spirit world. And that rebirth, that being born again, then is your ticket to heaven. You might say it's your entry into heaven. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father who is in heaven. And if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father is in heaven. And so Martha makes that confession again. Verse 27, she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is come into the world." Well, we know from the rest of the story that Jesus goes to the tomb of Lazarus. And in verse 39, Jesus said to the people there, "Take away the stone." And Martha, the sister of him who was dead, the sister of Lazarus, said to Jesus, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" And then they took the stone away from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Well, there it is. Jesus has declared his purpose for coming. It was to show those others around that he had the power of God, that he was a divine person. He was the Son of Man, but he was also the Son of God, and he had the power to raise the dead. And so he did that. He raised Lazarus in the view, in the sight of all those people standing there on that day. In John chapter 12, verse 23, Jesus talks about the grain of wheat that must die. John 12, 23, Jesus answered, "The disciples said, 'The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. And verse 25, Jesus goes on to say, but he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. For where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. And then in verse 27, Jesus said, now my soul is troubled. What can I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. And so Jesus is saying, if you want to save your life, you have to lay down your life just as Jesus did. If you want to keep your natural life, keep your life as you want it, as you desire it, all the things you want in your selfish life, if you want to keep hold of that, you will lose your life. Jesus said, he who gives his life for my sake, he shall find his life. He was talking about your life in the kingdom, your life in the eternal kingdom of Jesus Christ. So if you are ready, if you are willing to give up your life, you're going to find your life in the kingdom. If you're willing to give up your natural selfish life, Jesus said, I'm going to show you a life that is a life of service. I'm going to show you a life of honor and glory. If anyone serves me, verse 26, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. For where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. And so if you want honor from God Almighty, you have to lay down your life. You have to give up your life and follow Jesus, and he will honor you. He will bring honor and glory and hundredfold blessing into your life that you can't accomplish on your own, that you could never accomplish and make happen on your own. You just have to give up your life and let the Holy Spirit guide you. Let the Lord God Almighty guide you. And as you give up your life, you will receive that 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing that God has for you. Many Christians confess Jesus, and that's kind of where their walk stops. Many Christians confess Jesus, and they don't go on to realize that hundredfold blessing in their life. They don't go on to realize all the joy and everything that God has for them in this world and in the world to come. And so give up your life. Lay down your life just as Jesus did. He is our example, and we can be that seed that goes into the ground. Jesus said, unless you die, unless that seed is put into the ground, it will not multiply. But you farmers out there, you know when you put that wheat seed or that corn seed in the ground, it's going to multiply. And that is God's plan for your life. That is his intention for your life, that you too will multiply and you will make something great for the kingdom of God with your life. Well, I'm going to close here today in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And this is the resurrection chapter, it's called. This is written by the Apostle Paul. And don't believe for a minute that the Apostle Paul is not speaking for Jesus Christ, that he does not have authority. There's some people teaching that the Apostle Paul doesn't have the authority to teach for Jesus Christ. Yes, he does. He wrote 13 books of the Bible, and it was all under the unction of the Holy Spirit and with the blessing of Jesus Christ and the Lord God Almighty. And so Paul is talking about the resurrection of the dead. And in verse 35, he says, but someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. The very same thing that Jesus said about putting that seed in the ground so it can grow and multiply. What you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain, but God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another of animals, another of birds, etc. And then in verse 42, he says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. And so Paul is talking about your earthly body is laid into the ground when you die. That earthly body is made of clay. It's made of dust. It goes back to the dust. Yes, it may be in a fancy coffin or a big mausoleum or even a pyramid, whatever, but your body will decay. It will go back to dust eventually. And then at the rapture, your spiritual body will be taken up to heaven to join your spirit and your soul. At the rapture, you will be made whole. At the rapture, you will be brought up. The template of your body, even with sickness, even with whatever has happened to your physical body, the template of your body is in God's books, and that body, that spiritual body, then is taken from the seed. That seed that is planted in the ground, that spiritual body then is reunited with your soul and your spirit, and that spiritual body then joins your soul and your spirit, and you will be made whole in spirit and in soul and in body, just as God created you. Paul talked 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, that you are a three-part being, a spirit, a soul, and a body. And so that three-part being then is made whole. It is brought back together again at the rapture. Your spiritual body is then joined with your soul and your spirit, and you will be made whole. That's the way you will be in heaven. That's the way you will be for all eternity. You will be whole just as God created you. And so the first man, verse 45, that first man, Adam, that was Adam that was in the garden. He became a living being, and the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Well, that last Adam is none other than Jesus Christ. And so Paul goes on to say in verse 47, the first man was of the earth, and he was made of dust. The second man is the Lord Jesus from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. That's us. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. As we have been born in the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. And so when you're born again, then you take on the image of that heavenly man. As you're born again, you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. And your spirit and your soul then are recreated. You are a new baby in Christ, and eventually your body, your physical body, may take on also in this natural life, in this earthly life, your physical body may take on a transformation as well when you're born again. But it certainly will after you are put in the ground, after your physical body, your natural body is planted in the ground as a seed. You're going to be resurrected also, just as the last Adam was resurrected. You also will be resurrected, and you will join your soul and your spirit. Well, let's go on to verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery, Paul says. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. That's speaking of the rapture. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? And so Jesus Christ proved through the death and burial, his death on the cross, he proved that His blood was sufficient to cover our sins. He proved that we can walk without the shame and the guilt of our sin. He proved also at the resurrection that he had power over death, and that power also is given to us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. When we are born again, that power is given to us. We don't have to fear death. You don't have to fear death. You too will be resurrected. Your spiritual body will be resurrected. You can spend all eternity with Jesus, with God, with the Holy Spirit in heaven. You don't have to fear death. Yes, you're going to die, but you don't have to fear it. You can walk in victory. You can walk in peace. You can walk with your head high. And that is God's plan for your life, beloved. That is God's plan for your life. He wants you to walk in victory. He wants you to be a conqueror. If you're suffering from depression or despair, thoughts of suicide, anything like that today, contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Give me your prayer request. Let me know what you're struggling with, and I will pray for you. It is God's plan that you be victorious. It is God's plan that you not succumb to the plans and the schemes and the wiles of the evil one. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to say, yes, hallelujah, I'm a born-again believer, and I know where my eternal home lies. I know with whom I'm going to spend all eternity. That is God's plan for your life. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you have a great Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday today. Be able to spend it with your family, with your friends, go to church, celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, celebrate your own life as well. And so if you enjoy this message, contact us at the contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. We would love to have your prayers and your support. Sit down, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, and we will contact you, get you some information to start you on your Christian walk. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.